Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, families, come and give God some praise. Amen. Come on, open your mouth and just thank him. Amen. Give God praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God because he is able to do all things but fail. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on, will you just thank him this morning? Come on and enter in with all faith. Believe in God for whatever it is. Amen. Trust in God to do it in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on.
Amen.
This morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that springs forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Come on, come on. If you trust God on today to deliver you from whatever it is, amen, that's been holding you back, amen, that's been keeping you sick, whatever it is, if you're trusting God on today, believe in God for that miracle. Believe in God for that way. Will you just open up your mouth and thank him this morning, amen? If you notice that God kept you and it wasn't nothing that you did to keep yourself, but God did it all in the name of Jesus. Come on, family, let's shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, we thank you this morning. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, with all faith, believing and trusting you, oh God, for a miracle of healing, amen, a miracle of being delivered and set free, amen, a miracle, God, of making a way out of no way where it seems to be no way, oh God. Lord, we come believing you on today for it all. We come putting our trust in you, oh God, that you've already blessed this day, and today is already a great day, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to thank you this morning, amen. Lord, we come praying with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of repentance and a heart of forgiveness on this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come to worship as you desire, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In truth and in spirit. Oh, Lord, if we had a thousand tongues of peace, we couldn't thank you enough. But yet and still, we thank you. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you kept us and those in our family, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move on us and move in us right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. We welcome you right now to have your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, open up our eyes to see this morning, oh God. Open up our eyes, oh God, that we can see, oh God, what you have for us to see, oh God, beyond the natural and to the supernatural. Lord, open up our ears, oh God, that we may receive from you for your words, and the sheep know your voice, and we don't come to a stranger voice, amen? And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, amen? And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. We come casting all our cares and fears and burdens down this morning.
morning, and we pick up the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Heavenly Father, creator of all, in all, for all, we come to you this morning with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for loving us. We thank you that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus of Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us, and he rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, right now for your shed blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. That Jesus brought all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. And Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil lies. Amen. Hallelujah. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent of sins of openness and coldness. Amen. We repent of practicing sin openly and in secret in defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all the agreements with the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, telling you what we are worth of, who you are, what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, hungry, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression. We come against every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack, and death. Amen. Lust and perversion, loneliness, obsession, occultism. Hallelujah. Religious fears, fighting fears, rebellious fears, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose them by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, and otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you call them not unto you this day. Oh, Lord, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they too may be saved. Amen. And Lord, we forgive ourselves and we thank you, Lord God, because you have given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in this earth. Amen. So please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, increase us in love as we go, oh God. Lord, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your shed blood. We break aside every generation of curse from our life and our family bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and we break and destroy all vows and pledges and ceremonies and unholy oaths or alliances that we may have known and unknown and made from the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw our bloodline now and we declare and declare that we redeemed from all curses. Hallelujah. Because we're made a curse on the cross, so that we may receive your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we receive it right now by faith. We declare by faith that you, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our way maker, our comfort, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby, and he left us. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. For everyone that's on this line this morning, amen. Every household, amen, and all the purpose their heart to be on this line, oh God. We ask that you move in a mighty way, oh God. Do a quick work in us, oh God. Change us, oh God. We want to be more like you. We bind our lives to the mind of Christ and our will to your heavenly Father. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh Lord, we can find any wicked way in us, oh God. Just search our hearts tonight, Lord. Let it be taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us so that we can receive from you in this hour, oh God. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, that we can receive from you great and mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may be able to live in peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you prepare the way for us, oh God, that you go before us, oh God, and be our rear with God. Lord, we ask that you bless us in our going and coming on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those of us that are traveling this morning or will be traveling this day, we pray for traveling grace right now. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we stand against any spirit right now that is holding us and in us or attacking us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command every evil spirit that's in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or a passenger. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place and over our homes up. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. We decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed. We break the hell, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we are in charge of, Elijah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any and all evil spirits to come out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you have no right to us. We are birthright and redeemed. We are saved. We belong to Jesus. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thou shalt the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And thou shalt be holy and pure and righteous unto you. Oh, my three God of the Lord, shout out the highest. Lord, we just want to thank you. We command you, devil, to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come out of us, come out of us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son is set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory, amen, your Shekinah glory. We thank you, Lord God, for your help, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, help us now to walk out our salvation, our healing, our deliverance. What God is here, your word commands. Help us to cancel every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, teach us to walk in your ways, oh Lord. In your stature, strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us to overflow with your living water. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, as we read your word this morning, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and on our minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare that all is well with us as we come together with all faith, believing and trusting your God, and all that we petition in prayer this morning, that you are answered according to thy will, O God. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, the creator, all in all, for all, amen. I don't care what it feel like, look like, be like, amen. You're already victorious in Christ Jesus. The race is already won. Jesus did it all on the cross when he said it is finished, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He made it finished, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, family. Welcome this morning. How everybody is doing this morning. We'll call your name one by one as we do each Saturday. Just tell us how you're doing and how you've been. Amen. And Vernestine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you, too. And amen. I'm doing good. I'm blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank him daily, every day of my life. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank him all the time. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. So good to hear your voice. We thank God for you. Amen. We love you so much. Amen. We thank God for keeping you, keeping us all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen,
yes.
Amen, amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. I thank God for waking up this morning, closing my right mind. And I'm asking a special prayer for my Glory. My daughter, Glory, she passed out last night. We're just waiting to hear from the doctor, but asking the family to say a prayer for her. And I won't be able to stay on the line long because I'll be going to Jackie's house today. I'll be moving over there. So thank you, Tommy, and I love you so much.
Oh, we love you too. Let us pray. Father God, as we come this morning with all faith, oh God, combined faith, Lord, we ask you, oh God, that you move mighty in the life and in the body of your daughter, Gloria. Father God, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Lord, we know you to be a redeemer. Amen. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, according to thy word, oh God, that, oh Lord, the healing come, oh God, to your body. Lord, we ask you to release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God. Let healing spring forth. Feeding your inner right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack right now, the enemy on our health. We come against every attack on our mind with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have the mind to intervene right now, oh God, for your words and that the prayers of the righteous avail as much as that. So we come, oh God, your righteous, oh God, for Jesus Christ of Nazareth is righteous, oh God, that we can come before your throne right now. Lifting up our sister, amen.
Yes,
lifting up our family, you know, God. Trusting you, oh God, for the turnaround.
Yes,
so, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move mighty right now in the life of your Lord, oh God. Bring in healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray right now that you would send your ordained doctors, oh God, and medical staff to see about your daughter, oh God. We counsel every assignment of the wicked one, agents of Satan right now, amen. That they will not see her, her name, or her witness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers her, protects her, heals her, redeems her, amen, makes all things new in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore to them up in strength, amen. And we just want to say thank you, God. We thank you for our goodness of this final God that we pray, oh God, that you hear our prayers, you answer our prayers, speaking, yet while we're still speaking, that you're already moving, you're already working it out, you're already answering. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. And Lord, we pray the strength of her mother. Lord, we pray, oh God, for our eight classes this morning, your daughter. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen her, oh God. Let peace come and be still. Let your peace rest upon her and in her right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help her to operate with the wisdom and knowledge that you give, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you for, God. We stand in your word that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, or into your heart of me. Thank you, Lord God, for your greatest, greater than we could ever have for ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have your way. We put it all in your hands, Lord God, for all belongs to you. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, by our faith this morning, we ask for healing. We ask for you to heal. glory, Lord. We ask, oh God, whatever it is, oh God, for in the Bible there were men that brought their friend, and Jesus said they had went through the roof because it was so many people, and Jesus said by their faith that he was healed.
Yes.
So, Lord, by our faith, oh God, that we come this morning on this line with our combined faith, amen, as Jesus spoke,
amen,
healing to that man because the faith of the ones that brought him to him. So
yes,
we bring glory to you this day, oh God. And, Lord, by our
yes
faith, oh God, that healing springs
yes
forth in her in the name of Jesus
yes
Christ of Nazareth. Well, your word said, if we ask anything in your name, Jesus, that you will do it the Father
yes
right now. So, Lord, we ask
yes
in Jesus' name, let it be done. Hallelujah, for the life of your daughter, Gloria.
Hallelujah.
We thank you,
yes,
Lord, for the turnaround. Amen. And it's in
yes
Jesus'
right
name we pray to God be the glory.
Thanks.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
We thank you, God, for the turnaround.
Yes.
Knowing that God is already did it, we trust in God in all things.
Yes.
Amen.
Trust.
God bless you.
Trust him. Trust
God
bless him.
Amen.
I trust.
Glory
trust
God
him.
I believe it, God, did not bring us this far to leave us.
Thank
amen
you.
For the Lord,
oh,
God,
thank
God,
you.
We can leave us and forsake us. No matter what we're going through or facing, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thing will be
amen
all right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless
all
you in Christ. We love you. Keep us posted.
Thank
let
you
us know how she's doing.
Yes, Lord.
Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Say good morning, Mother. Say good morning to your family. Say good morning to your family. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
sister.
Good morning, sister. Good morning.
We love you, sister.
Oh.
Yes.
My sister.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Severe in her family.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Nancy on there and James.
Yes.
God bless them all.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, sister. We love you, sister.
Bless.
We love you.
Family.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God keep you.
Good morning.
We're doing good. Good morning already. We just praise God for it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We're doing good.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for it. So good to hear both your voice this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You all be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Good to hear your voice. A.T. Ruth and May. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Biden, A. Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. We're
good
doing
morning
good.
Good morning. How you doing, Mama?
You're
doing good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, my sister Vera.
All your sisters ain't classy, ain't James.
That's
everybody
morning
sing, they all saying good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
We love
amen
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Glory to God. God bless you both. We love you so much. Always good to hear y'all both on the line. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, family. All is well. Had a blessed week. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. So good to hear you on the line this morning. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Houston, to Louisiana. I'm doing good because guess what? The Lord woke me up this morning.
Amen. I'm doing good.
Yes,
you woke me up.
Amen.
Yes, you did.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much.
Amen.
And we
love
thank God
too
for you. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Ain't alive today. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Blessing to be on the line this morning. I'm doing great.
Amen.
Good to hear.
Amen. Glory to God. So good to hear your voice. So grateful to God that you're with us this Saturday morning, like always. So good to have you on the line.
Amen.
Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. How you doing? Welcome.
God bless you.
Good to see you back on the line. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Praise the Lord. Doing good. I'm not going to be on here too long, but I have one thing to say this morning. I thank my Auntie Ruth May for bringing me this far, because if it wasn't for her and the Lord, I wouldn't know what to do. Now, I got to speak this morning at Temple Baptist Temple Church Deliver. And people is using me more and more and more. And like I say, I want to be more and more like Jesus, because I want to carry the word wherever God wants me to carry. And I'm going to let my light shine. And I just wanted to say that this morning, because it wasn't for my Auntie Lucifer and my Uncle Emmanuel. We had to thank God for, because God is using me. And I'm so proud this morning. But God is good. And I thank Him. I thank Him for letting me carry His word in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. We bless you in your going and coming on today. We pray that God use you mighty. May you speak with the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Ghost.
May you decrease that he may have all the increase in you.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, giving God our glory, praise, and honor, because all belongs to Him. We pray, oh God, God will continue to bless you, use you, guide you, keep you, strengthen you. We pray right now to God, hallelujah, Father God, that you will bless her right now, Father God. Let her receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength right now. A fresh revelation, fresh manner be upon her, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that you go before preparing the way of God. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack that the enemy will send your way right now, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that you're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. And we declare to grab our faith together on this line that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen.
Ooh, yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. God already knew this day was coming, that He was going to use you for everything that you went through or been through. Amen. See, God equips the call. Amen. And God calls who He wants.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's no perfect person. So we thank God for using this morning. It's nothing like allowing God to use it. We allow the world to use us, and we allow man to use. Amen. What greater is it to allow our Heavenly Father to use us? Amen. So God bless you. We love you so much. So good to hear you back on the line. Know that we are praying for you as you go and as you come back in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you so much.
God bless you.
Jesus.
I love you too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Ooh, yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
God bless
you.
God keep you. Amen. Twan, I think that's your number. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
Yes. Good morning. I've been good. I'm better now. I'm glad to be here with y'all. Glad to be back on the line, and I know the Holy Spirit is on the line because the sun just came out. So I'm feeling good, feeling great.
Hey, man, good to hear you back on the line. I was like, I think that's her number. Okay, the more you're on, the more I know your number, the more I can identify who it is on the line. Amen. So it's good to have you on the line. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Last time you were on the line, I told you I was going to call you. And when I did call you, your phone just kept going to voicemail. So I want you to know, if I said I was going to call you, I did call. But for some reason, your phone just kept going to voicemail. And I said, I know, I told her after we get off this call that I'm going to call her. So I did call you, and I'll try you again one day. Okay. That was a word for you that day. That was a word for you. And so, but God bless you. So good to see you back on the line. We love you so much. We encourage you to get on the line more. Amen. And invite your other cousins and sisters on the line as well. God bless you. Okay. Your father, tell them to come on the line. Your mother. We're here, and we just have to pray over this line. This is a wellspring that God is filling up, amen, that you can come through and be refilled, revived, rejuvenated by the word of God, amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone. God bless your family. So good to hear everybody on the phone this morning. Just thanking God for another day that God has given us. Amen. Knowing it's nothing that we did ourselves to be here. So we take the time that God has given us to worship him, to praise him, and asking God for divine direction and instructions for our life. I pray for divine positioning for us all so that we will be in position so that we can receive what God has for us. And when we allow God to position us, we will definitely be blessed in that position and protected. Amen. The Bible in Psalm 91 says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, amen, and abide in the shadow of the Almighty, amen. And it's about positioning yourself. Hallelujah. And I am doing good. I'm doing great. I thank God for the day and the life of my family that God has kept us and all has been well with me. Amen. So we're going to have our scripture this morning. It's so good to see everybody back on the line, especially Twan and Sister Sharon on the line. Dorita was on, but her line dropped for some reason. She want to pray and keep her lifted in prayer. It's so good to see everybody back on the line. We have our regulars on the line every Saturday. I thank God for us all that comes every Saturday. I mean, pressing through, pushing
praise
through, even
praise
if we're traveling, even if we're on the road, you know, still making sure that we get on this line and that it's that important to be on the line and touch and agree with family. So I thank you all for being in the position every Saturday. And I thank you all for coming back, those that were not on the line. We thank God for you to come and be in agreement with us and trusting God for a mighty move in this family and all that's connected to us in the name of Jesus. And our cousin, Earlene, want to pray and continue to pray for Sister Earlene, our cousin, and pray that God will continue to bless her and be filled with so much joy, unspeakable joy. And lifting up Sean Denise, that God will continue to heal her and bless her and guide and instruct her in a way that he will have for her to go, that she will be a blessing to her children, grandchildren, and anyone that she come in contact with, that God will continue to use her mighty, that she will testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. So we will keep them in prayer because normally they're on the line, and we just want to continue to pray for them that God will use us almighty in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our scripture this morning is coming from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 20 through 26. That's 2 Timothy. I'm sorry, I think that's 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter, no, it's chapter, is it chapter 2? I'm sorry, y'all, give me one moment. No, it's chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 through 26. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 through 26, and I'm coming out of the New King James Version. Amen. The Bible said, the Bible reads in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 through 26, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Verse 22 says, flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. Verse 24 says, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. 25 says, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. Verse 26, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So what is the scripture saying to us, Sammy? Here, Apostle Paul urged Timothy to be the kind of person Christ could use for his noblest purposes. See, don't settle for less than God's highest and best. Allow God to use you as an instrument of his will. Amen? See, running away is sometimes considered cowardly, but wise people realize that removing themselves physically from temptation often can be the most courageous action to take. So Timothy, as a young man, was warned to flee in anything that produced evil thoughts. Do you have a reoccurring temptation that is difficult to resist? I want us to ask ourselves that, family. Remove yourself physically from any situation that stimulates your desire to sin. See, knowing when to run is as important in spiritual battle as knowing when and how to fight. They had a song back in the days, I remember, it said, know when to run. I think it said, know when to go and know when to run. Do y'all remember that? If y'all old as me, you should know that song, know when to walk away, know when to run.
All right.
So as a teacher, Timothy helped those who were confused about the truth. Apostle Paul's advice to Timothy and to all who teach God's word is to be kind and gentle, patiently and courteously explaining the truth. Good teaching never promotes quarrels or foolish arguments. Whether you are teaching church school or leading a Bible study or preaching in a church, or remember to listen to people's questions and treat them respectfully while avoiding foolish debates. If you do this, those who oppose you will be more willing to hear what you have to say and perhaps turn from their error. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition, and we're going to start with A. Bernstein. A. Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, too, and your family. And
amen.
I'd like for two special prayers for Gloria Dean Sampson, my sister's daughter, and I pray for Classy that she'll be able to hold herself up and stand up and trust in the Lord, and everything will be all right.
Amen. We come into agreement this morning, Father God, for we've prayed that prayer, God, trusting you with her, for her, and working in her right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Strengthen her mother, oh God, as she goes, oh God, trusting you and standing on your word, oh God, and not moving from that place of faith, amen, and trusting you to move mighty concerning her child that you have given her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, for continued blessings and hallelujah and favor upon the life of your daughter, Bernstein. Lord, that you will continue to strengthen her, bless her, guide her, and keep her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh God, let your hedge of protection be around, oh God. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth May. God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth May.
Yes, I just thank God. I thank God for all his blessings. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I ask that he bless Classy and bless Gloria, strengthen them and keep them.
Yes.
And keep the faith, as my mom would say. Just stay strong and keep the faith. God bless
them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you both. Amen. Is A.T. Ruthie may want to say something, or she sleep.
What you want God to do for you this morning, Mother? What you want to ask God to do for you this morning? What you want to pray for? Pray for your strength.
Yes,
be blessed. We're good with that. My sister.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Keep them angels around you.
Oh, yeah. Give me some pee-pee.
Thank him for all of it. All his blessings.
That I had to get on the pod. She was right there to help me with them. She washed and dry and rolled my hair out for me.
Bless my child, Lord. Bless my child. Keep Brenda strong.
Be the glory.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. So good to hear your voice. And we come into agreement right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen your daughters. Lord, we pray, oh God, for breakthrough, oh God, in their strength, breakthrough, oh God, in healing, breakthrough, oh God, in every area of their life that they're trusting you for the breakthrough. Oh Lord, we ask that you move mighty in them, on them, and around them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're already working, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to strengthen Brenda again, oh God, that you will continue to be our help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Let her operate with the knowledge and the wisdom that you give, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for it, Father. And we decree and declare all is well. Hallelujah. With them in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Yes. And amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for both of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Cousin Bonnie and A. Vera, God bless. Cousin Bonnie and A. Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just continuous prayers for our health and strength over here, and everybody bless everybody that's on the line.
Keep it strong.
Do what I need to do to help my mom and continue blessing her.
Amen.
My children, family. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Who you want them to pray for you for? My health and strength.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Tell them to be good. Tell them to
be good.
Humble you.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you that we can stand in your word. It says if we humble ourselves, you will exalt us. So, Lord, we pray that all on the line, oh God, hallelujah, your daughters and us as well will have an humble spirit, that we will operate, oh God, and be humble, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray the strength, oh God, and the health and healing, oh God, of your daughter. We pray for newness and wholeness of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that your daughter will operate with the wisdom that you give, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our heart will be enshrined in wisdom, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, bless the blood, oh God, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Lord, bless, oh God, and bless them with long life, oh God, and show your salvation to your daughters, oh God. Lord, bless them with the strength, amen, and let not them be feeble in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you are Jehovah Shammah. Let your presence, oh God, give life and health right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Lord, let health and hallelujah, let health and healing spring forth speedily, oh God. Lord, restore health into them, oh God, and heal all their wounds in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let them prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, for all belongs to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Cousin Bonnie Napier, we love you. We pray that God will continue to help keep you, Cousin Bonnie, amen. And we pray for the life, health, and strength and protection of your children and your husband in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare victory over them right now, victory over you, victory over your home, and peace rest upon you and in you, amen. May peace reign in your home in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that you heard our prayers, oh God, and that you're already answering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you both. We love you so much. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Good morning again, family. Mm-hmm. Just ask for continued blessings over this family, mm-hmm. the Jones and the Mackey family, and all those that's connected to the family. And special prayer for the Blade family. We lost an uncle on that side, and mm-hmm. I think his funeral is today. And so, just continued blessings to you, Tyranika, and everyone on mm-hmm. the line. Thank you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. We come into agreement with you this morning with all faith on one accord. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we come with our combined faith this morning, as your daughter's petition, oh God, with all faith, oh God, that you will move mighty in all that she's concerned about. Lord, we pray, oh God, for continued blessings for the Mackey and Jones family, oh God. And we pray the comfort for the Blade family, oh God. We call upon you, Lord, of all comfort, to comfort them in this time of loss, oh God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus Christ. Because only you, Father God, can fill us with joy in such a time as this, oh God. It's only you, oh God, that can give us the peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding in such a time as this. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, let it be so for this family, oh God, and all that's connected to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive the blessing of Carmel and Sharon. Let it be upon our life and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the excellency of Carmel be upon our life, oh God. Let us be, let our life be a fruitful field like Carmel. Let the beauty and fruitfulness of Carmel be upon our life. Let our life be green and flourishing, hallelujah, like Carmel and Sharon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to the scripture, Isaiah 35:2, in blossom it shall blossom. This is your promise to us because of your kingdom, amen. Let us, oh God, hallelujah, let all our desert places bloom and come alive like Sharon. Oh Lord, water our life, oh God, and let it blossom like Carmel. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with all faith. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama.
Amen, amen. My prayer is, I really don't have no specific prayer, but just to say a little testimony real quick, that my husband went for his testes, so it's no cancer on the liver. So
praise God.
Mm-hmm. He's doing well. So now they're still trying to find what's the weight loss. So we just going to keep on moving. He got a bunch of faith, and I got faith. We both going to be here, whatever it is. So those are my prayers.
Yes,
I'm praying for everybody
yes,
on the line. I don't have no specific prayer. Just let you know how's going on over here.
Amen.
Amen. We offer the prayer of Thanksgiving this morning. Lord, we just want to say
yes.
thank you.
Thank
Lord,
you.
We thank you, Father God, that you have kept your son, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you stood on your
yes.
word, oh God. We
thank
you,
Lord.
Oh God, that even right now you
thank
already
you.
Working, oh God, that you have a plan for both
yes.
of them, oh God. We thank
yes.
you, oh God, for your plan to give them both an expected end, amen, a hope in the future, in
yes.
the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Lord, we just want to say
yes.
thank you. If we have thousands of peace, oh God, we still can thank you
enough
for that. still, we thank you. We thank you for your promises as yes and amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our joy. We thank you, Lord God, that all is in you for all that we need. All we have to do is ask by faith and it shall be. And we just want to say thank you. Because you're not like man that you said, hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, for your hedge of protection around us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for encamping your one angels around us to keep us safe from seen and unforeseen dangers in this world. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you that every need is met of your daughter, what she said this morning, that she don't have to ask for because you've done it all, and she's trusting you for the more. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah with thanksgiving. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for the testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We believe that in His life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord has done so much for me, and I'm thankful for that. My prayer request this morning is to build a fence around my grandchildren and my son and protect them. And I'm asking this morning that he touch Gloria's body and heal her body. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today, amen. Because we know God to be a healer. We know that God is able. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we come, oh God, with all combined faith with your daughter. Lord, we come, oh God, hallelujah, believing and trusting you for a miracle of healing for our family member, our loved one, Gloria, today. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, and healing springs forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
This
is a testimony out of her own mouth, oh God, what you have done for her, how you have brought her out, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even the doctors will be astonished right now. Say, I don't know what has happened, but somebody must be praying. Amen. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for answer prayers of healing, answer prayers of deliverance, answer prayers of breakthrough, oh God, answer prayers of making a way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. And
thank
Lord, we pray, oh God, as we come into agreement, oh God, with your daughter this morning concerning her children and grandchildren. Amen. Oh, Lord, that your hedge of protection be around them, oh God. Let it be a fence around them that the enemy cannot come in, oh God. Let there be no preparation of penetration to these hedges of protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Like the devil went and said, oh God, he said, have you considered my servant Job?
In the name
the devil
of Jesus.
Responded, said, you know I can't touch Job. You got your hedge of protection around him. Lord, we pray for their hedge, oh God, to be around the children and grandchildren.
Yes,
that the enemy has to touch you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
before he can make any moves, oh God. That he cannot enter in. Hallelujah. At the back or the front of the sides, oh God. So we just want to say thank you for your hedge of protection that we
call upon
this morning
thank
in the name of Jesus Christ to be around our children,
thank
all the extended family, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we
thank
just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your
thank
name, oh God.
Lord.
Lord, we trust you for it all, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, help our unbelief this morning, amen, in
yes,
the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
Father God, we bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We give it all over to you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And Elijah, man, we love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen.
Love you, too. Yes, Lord.
Amen. All righty, Tuan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm just thankful for the love and the grace and mercy that God has had over my life and those that I love and am connected to. I just also want to pray and ask God for realignment, ask God for continued protection over my family, my friends, and any distractions and attacks. A plan of the enemy that the enemy has on our lives. and those around us. And I pray for deliverance. I pray for increase in spiritual, my spiritual defenses, strength in the word. And I also just want to pray for my family and just pray that God just continues to be with us.
Amen. 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 We come into agreement with all that you petition in prayer this morning. By faith, out of your mouth to the ears of our Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we come all together, oh God, this morning, with combined faith with your daughter, oh God, as she has petitioned, oh Lord, in prayer, believing and trusting, oh God, that you move mighty, oh God, removing every distraction, the spirit of distraction, the spirit of frustration, oh God, as she come praying for realignment, oh God, to be in position so that she can receive from you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, deliver her from all that's not of you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for spiritual increase, oh God, that you are strengthened, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we come against every attack of the enemy against our life and those in our family and all that she's concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, let your power surround her right now. Let your high-ranking angels locate her right now, oh God, and stand guard around her and protect her, oh God, hallelujah, for whatever there is, any attacks, oh God, a situation that poses an attack or threat against her or her family or children, intervene right now, Father God, divinely, in the name of Jesus Christ, and preserve her and protect her life, oh God, and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your protection and your strengthening, oh God, of your daughter and your deliverance. We know, Father God, that deliverance is only available in Christ Jesus to those that believe. And Lord, we believe, oh God, on today. We believe with you, oh God, for a mighty move in the name of Jesus Christ. So even right now, as we believe, oh God, let your deliverance and let your deliverance manifest, oh God, in the life of your daughter, twin, oh God, in the life of her husband, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the life of her father and mother, in the life of her brothers and sisters, oh God, and all that you love, because about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And Father God, even when she feels like she cannot go on, hallelujah, anymore, oh Lord, we pray, oh God, that you release your strength, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, right now, when she feels like that she's tired and cannot go on, oh God, release your strength, oh God, release it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, so that she will be able to keep on keeping on, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Lord, we give it all over to you right now. And Lord, I ask whatever there is any attacks or trap of the enemy that is launched against her or against her household or against this family, oh, Lord, protect us, oh, God, and keep us going, oh, God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that protection, for your protection. We thank you that your protection is being released, oh, God, around us right now. And Heavenly Father, we bless your name, Lord. We can't thank you enough, and we plow the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And we are protected, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that whatever we face, we are protected, and we shall come out shining. We shall live in hallelujah and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, mama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for we know when praises go up, blessings come down. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, when you bless, oh, God, bless all that's on this line. And when you multiply us, oh, Lord, with our goodness and our favor, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you. God bless you. God keep you going. We love you so much again. So good to have you back on the line. Amen, amen, amen. For every tear that you cry, God is going to give you more joy. Amen. Hey. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. My prayer on today, family, again, I just thank God for you all. I pray that we will remember to always thank God in it all. Amen. For whatever it is, knowing that God is with us. I pray with this day I want us to lift up my husband and my children and grandchildren and all that's on the line. We are all family. So I pray that God will continue to bless us and keep us, strengthen us. I pray for continued blessings to flow in our lives. I decree and declare over us on today that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. It is my prayer that we all will take the time out, amen, to seek God even more, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, especially during these times, that we will pray for one another. I pray for divine unity where the enemy has caused division. of separation or confusion or chaos. I pray for unity right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that peace will come and be still, amen, wherever the enemy has caused a disturbance, amen, hallelujah. We come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ right now. I pray that God will increase us in love and in patience with one another, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that we will operate with the wisdom that God gives, amen, that will open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's my prayer this morning that we will continue to pray for those in our family that are lost, amen, that they will, that God will call them nigh unto him this day, that they may receive, amen, Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. For it is our prayer that all be saved, not one be left behind. And that is God's desire for all his children, amen, that all will come to know Christ. I pray for the land. I pray that God will purge the wicked out the land, amen, that we, hallelujah, his children may live in peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that none of us will go astray, amen, that we will not come to a voice of a stranger, but only to our Lord, who God has sent to save this world. That is my prayer in Jesus' name, amen, and God will continue to use me mighty for his kingdom, for his glory, for his children, and that I will continue to do the work, kingdom work, amen, in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of distraction, every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, and controlling spirit with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare deliverance on us right now. Many of us are dealing with our own thoughts, amen. It's our mind. It's our thoughts that are speaking to us. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our mind and thoughts right now, that our mind and thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto God, amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, I'm going to pray our collective comprehensive prayers. Amen. If we can all enter in with all faith. If you have any distractions around you, try to go into a room so that you can receive on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Cutting off any televisions, TVs. If you're cooking, you know, kind of come aside so you can really receive. I want you to understand that's a distraction, and that's the work of the enemy, because he'll use subtle things to distract us, and we're thinking, well, I'm only doing this, I'm only doing that, I am on the line. But that's a way for him to distract you from receiving what God has for you to receive. So it's important during these times that we're not doing other things while we're on the prayer line, that we really have entered in so that we can receive. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, we come, O God, with all faith, trusting you, O God, to move mighty in the life of your children, O God, in our lives, O God. Lord, you've heard our petition. Oh, Father God, you've heard our hearts cry, amen, from what's spoken and what was not spoken, oh Lord. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that we come surrendering all over to you this morning. Lord, that you will move mighty on us and in us, oh God. Let deliverance come in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may be delivered and set free from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we need you more and more, God. So, Lord, we ask for the more of you, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will come on in, oh God, and change us and make us more like you, Father God. Oh, Lord, for you are the potter, and we are the clay, oh God. And, Lord, we come, oh God, that we may be changed, amen. Lord, remold us in the way that you would have us to be, oh God. For we allow this world and men and people of this world to use, oh God. But we come to say that we may be used by you, Father God. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, oh, Lord, use us, oh God, mighty for your glory. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your name this morning. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, help us to take up the authority, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, that we can decree a thing in this world and it shall be established, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, wherever it is that we have not taken up that authority, oh God, let us take it up this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you've given us, oh God, all that we need to war against the enemy, oh God, that we are already victorious in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we trust in you, oh God, and wherever there is any delays in your divine timeline for us, oh God, let those delays be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if the delays, oh God, it has come because of something that we have done, oh God, or any certain bad actions that we did, or certain disobedience, or whatever it might be, Lord God, we repent right now, Lord, and we come back to you, Lord. Open up the way wherever there is any stagnation, wherever there's any delays, oh God, delays that are caused by evil openings, oh God, wherever there is any delays in our lives, oh God, let them be removed, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, remove every delay. Let things happen.
Remove them, Lord.
They get to be at the point of time, Father.
Lord, we pray right now, let divine alignment take place. Oh, Lord, release your high-ranking agents to fight for us in all our ways, oh God, in all areas of our homes, oh God, in our businesses, in our workplaces, in our ministries, and whatever we are doing, let your agents begin to fight and war for us and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ. And let your grace of mercy be released right now so everything will fall into place, oh God, so things that will happen on time and not before time, but not after time, but on time in divine alignment, in perfect time, in Carol's time, in perfect on time, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray in Jesus Christ's holy name, that right now, oh God, release the divine favor over us, amen, let your power locate us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and begin to change our situation for the better, amen, wherever there's any delays, delays, unusual delay, Lord God, release your grace and speedy action, oh Lord, that we will catch up. And wherever there is a delay, Lord, open up the way and let us begin to touch up wherever we have been left behind because of that delay. We thank you for your grace and mercy, oh God, and prophetic anointing that is prevalent right here and right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, with us, we thank you that our lives are beginning to change right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for miracles. We thank you for this deliverance, that it is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that right now, that let us see your breakthrough power, amen, through these prayers on today. So today, as we decide to pick up our authority, begin to bring a change, oh Lord, to intervene divinely in all our lives, every area of life, wherever there are things that are not going
every
well,
area,
wherever
Lord,
the thing is causing havoc, because we have not picked
thank
up that authority
Lord.
In that place, begin to bring a change as we receive
Lord,
the grace right
Lord.
Now to walk in divine authority that you have portioned for our lives through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We give you praise and we thank you. Hallelujah, there's such a merciful and gracious God. We
thank
you, even as we pray, that you're doing
thank
something
you
new and amazing in our lives, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you're doing something wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even as we pray today, you have heard our prayers in advance, and you are already moving and changing things around. Where there's any around us that is sick in their bodies, let us lay hands on the sick and let the sick come well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we command situations to change, let those situations change for the better. As we command these things to be in place, let those things fall in place that they should be in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, and even as we walk in this authority, we decree and declare our faith together that great things will happen to us. Hallelujah, we will go to a greater glory and then into a greater altitude in you. Even as we walk in our divine authority this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that all will continue to walk in this authority and that you have given us heaven, Father.
Lord.
Holy Spirit, move right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We told of any breach in our lives and those in our family that would give Satan and demons access.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for every broken head
thank
in
you,
our
Lord.
Family to be restored in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In
we
your
stand
name.
In the gap of the hands. Amen. We intend to receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives and those in our family. We decree and declare that we are rebuilders of the wall and a repairer of the breach. We renounce our crooked speech that would cause a breach in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind
the
all
of
breach
Jesus,
of
Nazareth. Thank
and let
you,
every
Lord.
Breach be stopped in the name of Jesus
thank
Christ
you.
Of Nazareth. Let our walls be salvation, our gates praise. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, our body, our finances, and our family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove all false burdens, take one of them, God, people in this world, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we remove any heavy burden, amen, placed on our life by the enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your
anointing
place for enemies, and let every gate be destroyed right now, according to Isaiah 10 and 27. We decree and declare Psalm 81 and 6, remove our shoulders from every burden, we cast out our cares upon you, O Lord. Word said in 1 Peter 5 and 7 10, because you care, we cast our burdens upon the Lord, and he supports us, amen. Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden, and break the staff and the rod of the oppressor, as in the day of Midian,
yes,
in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, that every
yoke
of poverty be destroyed,
thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus Christ, that every
thank
yoke
you,
of sickness
Lord.
Be destroyed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every unequal yoke of broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We destroy right now every yoke and burden of religion and legalism on our life and those in our family. Our religious leaders in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just say thank you as we take upon our life the yoke and burden of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah
yes,
to your name,
thank
God.
You,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And we just want to say thank you.
Thank
oh, Lord,
you.
In your blessings of this family, amen.
Thank you.
And your multiplying, God, multiply us, goodness, without favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, for we have taken Zion this day, that we may receive the blessings of Zion, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we've come to Zion, oh God, command your blessing, even life forevermore. Let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be confirmed. In my faith, we receive the blessing and favor of Zion right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that there is no mountain as holy as Zion. We have seen and dwell at your holy hill. Zion is invitation, and we dwell and live where you are, and we enjoy your blessing, oh Lord.
Lord,
let everlasting joy be upon our hands.
Thank you.
Zion this day, amen. That gladness and joy will protect our life. That sorrow and sadness will be away right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us sing in the heights of Zion. And the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our souls be like a water garden, so that we sorrow no more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yes, we thank you. Let the dew of praise and sin fall upon our lives. We come to the top of Amalek and sit there and release the blessings of mountain upon our lives and those in our family. Let all my wastes become like Eden and our desert like the garden of the Lord. There's no ruin in our life, but we receive and walk in the blessing of Eden. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and cast out the spirit of Amalek. Album in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Psalm 103 and 4. We are redeemed from destruction.
Thank you, Lord.
We break all
curses
and struggles in our family and bloodline. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce our pride that will open the door for destruction. Rescue our soul, O Lord, from destruction. Send your word and deliver us and those in our family from every destruction, any destruction. The destroyer cannot come into this family or into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. The destroyer cannot destroy our prosperity.
Yes,
we are delivered from the destruction of the waste that wastes at noonday. Amen. There's no wasting or destruction within our borders. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. We will enter in at the straight gates, and we will not walk in the path that leads to destruction. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ according to Proverbs 18 and 7. We will keep our mouth and avoid destruction. We bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that leads to destruction. We rebuke all destruction from our case. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
Father God,
God,
bless your
thank
holy name.
Bless your
help
name,
us to
Father.
Receive on
thank
today
you, God.
From you. Help us to hear from you. Hallelujah. What you're saying, oh God. We thank you, Father God.
Thank
we
you.
Decree and declare.
Thank
we confess from our mouth.
Thank you.
By faith, we are in Christ, and we are anointed in a powerful person of God, amen, that we are joint heirs
amen.
With Jesus and more than a conqueror, that we are doers of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are blessed coming out and blessed going in, amen. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field. We are in his house, our enemies are fleeing before us. God has commanded his blessing upon our storehouses. He has opened his good treasures and we shall land and not bar, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are the head and not the tail, amen. He has given us power to make up. We dwell in a secret place and we have his protection and provision. Amen. God is our refuge and our fortress. We are not afraid of the snares of power. No evil shall befall us and no plague shall come now our dwelling. Amen. God has given his angels charge over us. And they are bearing us up in their hands. Lest we dash our foot against a stone. As declared in Psalm 91. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Establish us as we are chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 and 24 states that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar diabetes, heart disease, COPD, sickness, known and unknown to us, afflictions, infections, any other disease cannot enter our bodies. Hallelujah, we are without spot or blemish. We are in a sense of the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn.
Yes,
this is the heritage of the presence of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. We are saved from the wrath of thy him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the best gift to finally intervene and turn it all around. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for our good, that we're blessed and that we can never be cursed. That we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now, God.
Give it all to you right now.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, we keep the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed for in all that we prayed for today, and we declare and declare victory, and we receive our victory on today, Lord, that we will be blessed by the overflow, so we thank you for the overflow.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things the fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Come on, give
God
some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, God, for answering prayers this morning. Amen. This time we'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead. Hey, Bernadine. Hey, Bernadine.
Wake up, Bernadine.
Hey, Bernadine.
Maybe
she went to the bathroom. Okay. All right. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth DeMay.
Tawanika. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
May
the Lord bless you and give you peace. We love you.
Amen.
And we for you. God be the glory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May all be unto you as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Auntie Ruth May and Cousin Brenda Gale. God bless you both. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera.
God bless you and keep you, Dominica.
Amen.
Amen. You can say amen. Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you both. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. God bless this family and bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Mama Carolyn, go ahead, Mama.
Amen. God bless everybody on the line. I pray for you, my child, that Lord gives you strength, desire of your heart. And keep you doing God's will and keep praying and interceding for us because we need it. Because sometimes we sometimes we get to pray for ourselves at times. So I pray that the Lord give you the desire of your heart and give you the strength to keep going on every day and bless your finance.
Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And may it be unto you as well. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Eliza James, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, thanking God for that on today. I'm thankful for that rejuvenation and that restoration. And just continue to restore you guys, you two, Amini, every single one of y'all. I love y'all. Amen. And have a good, blessed week.
You too. Amen.
Amen. You too. God bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you receive all that was prayed on today, may it be unto you according
Amen.
To your faith. I pray that God will increase our faith that we can receive the miracle and stand there, stand
Amen.
In faith of believing and trusting God, because the enemy is going to try to call you out of that place faith, of believing. If he can get you outside of that a little bit, then he'll have his way. So remember Amen. That, to stand in faith. That's where God works miracles, in that
Amen.
Place of faith
Amen.
And trusting God for it all. Amen. And trusting God's way.
Amen.
And so God bless you. I thank you all again for being on the line this Saturday. Next Saturday I have a show here in Houston, and my son Logan will be debuting his first time on the
Amen.
Stage with me, and so we're looking forward
Amen.
To it. So I will be on the line, but I probably
Amen.
Won't be on long on next Saturday because I need to work. I need to work this going to get everything
yes.
set up.
Yes.
For everything
Thank
set.
You.
God bless you,
you
all. I love
Amen.
You. Thank God for you. Keep praying for me. I'm praying for all of you. I'm praying for everyone on this line every
Amen.
Day. Amen. Lifting you up morning and night.
Amen.
So God bless you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that you are his and he is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You are his child,
mm-hmm.
redeemed by the precious blood of his son. With him, nothing is impossible. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we receive your riches and blessings. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be the
amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Everybody
have a blessed day, blessed week.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
get that on a great day. But when I get